Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the show. This is your girl, the Literary Diva of Blog Talk Radio. And welcome into a fantastic Sunday of Life Isn't a Dress Rehearsal. And today, everybody, we will be talking about educate you on you, or basically educating yourself on yourself. Well, that's the whole gist of what today's topic is all about. Excuse me. What today's show is all about. If you guys would like to call in, you can do so at 646-929-1590 to give your take on something, give your opinion on what we're discussing today, and hopefully you guys are there, because sometimes you aren't there, you're on your way there, but when you meet someone, you're like, wow, that person really gets it, you know? So anyway, good morning. Depending on where you guys are in the country or around the world, you may be experiencing a little bit of rain, sunshine, whatever. Hopefully you guys are in a good place anyway. But first, we always like to say shouts out to all of our live listeners as well as to the rest of those who will be playing back this broadcast. We certainly do appreciate and thank you all for listening in however you can, whenever you can. And you guys do. So thank you guys so, so much for hanging out with us from time to time. Hey, you know, you can't always make the live versions of these episodes or of this particular show. But, you know, I get it. We all have lives. We have things to do. But, hey, you know, take some time out for you because it does matter. And, excuse me. Of course, we're always encouraging you all to read, and read some more. That's right. Shop your local bookstore or shop Amazon.com or wherever books are sold and get your hands on some fabulous and great books to read. There's nothing like educating yourself on new things to gain a bit of understanding on whatever it is that you are into, or if you just want to read a great story, or if you just, you know, kind of want to take your mind off of something. And we always say reading truly does help us in so many ways. It helps us in our communication. It helps us in our careers. It helps us in so many ways. You guys, you know, sometimes people just take that for granted, the fact that they can read and that they can communicate. But when you really are in tune with what you're doing and who you are and where you're going, you don't take that for granted. You know why you're reading something. You put it to good use. You focus on it. You put it to good use. And it helps other people in so many ways. Because what you guys really don't understand is that when you do read constantly and you do communicate with people on a daily basis, and we all do in our professions, in our personal lives, in whatever we do, we are educating others. Sometimes not even intentionally, but maybe intentionally if you're a teacher or a professor or whoever, you know. We are educating others. We are helping other people with their understanding that they may not get right then and there. They may not, you know, their goal isn't to talk to you to get an understanding about something, but rather you never know what they may walk away from after talking to you. So reading helps us in so many ways, you guys. Keep doing it. Get it in. Fit it in. It's the best thing that you can do for yourselves, physically, mentally, spiritually, which is all of you. Spiritually, you're all you, okay? And we'll get to that shortly because I got something to say about that as well. I just wanted to point out that February is going to be a hot month for us, as well as the end of January. We will be doing not only author interviews, but, you know, inspiring and motivational shows such as Life as an Address Rehearsal, different topics and things like that, as well as reviews on different products for all of you to listen into you know, some of the reviews from the different products or products that we have tried, products that we will be trying, different things that we will be doing here in the lab. So hopefully you guys will be keeping it locked right here because we have a lot of great things coming up for you guys in the months ahead. And, you know, I just wanted to put out there, it's going to be a very exciting time for Diva's House. It's going to be an exciting year for us. I feel it in my soul. Hopefully you guys feel it in your soul, too. But, you know, we're always excited about something here. We're always excited about, you know, doing an interview or, you know, helping someone market their product, or giving you the skinny on the skinny, or the fat on the fat, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Hey. But we will be doing so much. There's so much coming up this year, and again, we are very excited. Now, today's episode of Life as an Address Rehearsal is all about educating you on you. Now, we all know that it takes, you know, daily work to just keep up with everything, you know. And I guess let me just go back here just a little bit. Educating yourself on yourself. This means just getting to know who you are, always staying in tune with your actions and living the best life that you can possibly or that you possibly can. Or just living your best life, period. Because anything is possible, right? Yes. So we all know that it takes daily work to keep up with everything. You know, going through it for some of us means the daily struggle to just trying to figure out a task at work. You know, it could be anything. You know, of course, we all struggle with something at one time or another, or at some point in our lives, we all struggle with something, you know, whether it's something in our career, something in our personal lives, something with our kids, something with our close friends, the people who matter, the people who matter, the people who matter. I can't say that enough. Don't spend your time on the people who don't matter. Okay, that's another topic. But anyway, moving on. Most of all, it means keeping our heads above water, as they say, and some of us are doing it, and some of us are doing a pretty good job of it, while some of us are just there, and they're just staying there. They're not, like, coming up out of the water, you know. They're just moving down, 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 or they're continuing to drown, drown, drown. You know, all of those things means everyday folks going through the motions. You know, what it doesn't do is give us what we truly desire, and that is happiness in everyday living. And, of course, happiness in everyday living means waking up with gratitude and living in the moment no matter what. It means truly being in tune with you and living a soul-tastic and your best life for that particular day. And, you know, I want so many of you to just understand that, you know, living now, living for today, or living in the day, is one of those things that I think a lot of us don't take advantage of. And because we're always so worried about tomorrow or the past, or, okay, a year ago this happened to me, or you say tomorrow, you know, I'm going to do this. Well, what about right now? What are you doing right now to help yourself, to get to know yourself, to be more aware, to be more self-aware of you, to understand who you are, to just be in tune with you? What are you doing now? What are you doing about it now? You know, we can't focus on tomorrow. We can't focus on the past because we're not there. We're, like, right here, right now. So that's all we can do. And when you start to realize that, and when you start to do that and put that in motion, and put that into action, then you can start to see things differently in your life. You know, not too long ago, I did a show, which was not that long ago, and I talked about the 12 things successful people do. Okay, a lot of these people aren't just successful, you know, in business, but they are successful in their lives. And people always say, well, how do I become successful? You know, success is a broad term. It is very, very broad. And when you think of success, people often think of success as, you know, making it in business, or making it, you know, being famous or being rich or whatever it is, or something like that. But, you know, what we here think about success is being successful in your life, in you, having success in your life. And that means, you know, knowing the person that you are, knowing the person that you hope to become, or knowing the person that you are becoming, and understanding what the purpose truly is. Because purpose doesn't mean, okay, my purpose, you know, I'm on a journey to find my purpose and it's going to happen 5-10 years from now. No, your purpose is now. Trying to understand what your purpose is, and that goes back to living now, being in the know right now, doing what needs to be done now for you in your life right now, the power of now. you know, the power of now doesn't mean, you know, being impatient or that you have to hurry up. The power of now means recognizing that you are living in the present time, living in the present moment. And when you recognize that and put that into action, a lot of things are very attainable. Excuse me. Very, very attainable. Everything from your goals to, you know, your relationships, you know, to understanding what kind of life you truly want to lead, what kind of role model you truly want to be for your kids and things just like that. You know, knowing that you are relevant in your life in this moment right now. Because people always say, oh, you're not relevant or whatever it is, and they use it in an obscure way. They use it in, you know, they don't use it right. I don't know if you guys are with me on that, but, you know, they just don't use that term right, because relevancy means how you feel. Or, you know, do you feel like you're relevant right now in your life? Do you feel like you are relevant? You know, it's not about how many likes you have on Facebook. It's not about how many followers you have on Twitter. It's not about, you know, how many millions of followers you have on Instagram, because some of them are definitely fake. We know that, right? It's about how you feel about yourself, you know, how you feel about where you are. Do you know who you are? Are you getting to know? Are you improving on a daily basis? Look, people, it's a lot of work on a daily basis. It's a whole lot of work. And that's why, you know, I take it back to, you know, that show that I did about when I talked about successful people. You know, a lot of them are not only successful in their business lives, but they're successful in their lives, period. They are focused on being productive and not busy in their lives, you know. They are patient, you know, they are present in the moment. They are logical, you know. They avoid a whole lot of those crazy traps with crazy people and crazy friends and crazy family members. Yeah, we all got some crazy family members now. They're not, you know, and they actually keep the risk going. Even, you know, they stay outside of those comfort zones. You know, they don't get lazy in their lives. You know, they take the bull by the horns, so to speak, you know, and, you know, basically they're in it to win it in their lives for that moment. Listen, they keep it simple. Keeping it simple means if you woke up today, listen to this, people, if you woke up today, you are relevant, okay? If you woke up today, you are blessed to see and do great things with yourself. If you woke up today, you can live the best life that you can live, no matter what. If you woke up today, you can see the sunshine, you can see the raindrops, you can take a walk, you can go to the park, you can go shopping, you can cook a meal, you can do all those things. Those are the things that you do in your present moment, in your present life, if you woke up today, okay? So think of it in terms of that. Now, that's success. If you are able to fill your day with just knowing that you are present and doing things in the present, that's success. That's relevancy. That means you are relevant. You are not only relevant, but you have to know that you're relevant to yourself before you can, you know, feel like you're relevant on your job or, you know, in a project or something like that. You have to know that you matter. So, and that's where it falls. It starts with you. Now, the university of yourself, yes, the university of yourself, the university of you, the education of you, educating yourself on yourself, people, is the most important daily work that you can ever do for yourself. When you enroll in and start to take inventory in your life, if you truly pay attention, you know, this is not something that you went to a class on and someone is saying to you, these are your steps. You know, hey, it takes work. It's trial and error. It, you know, it takes research. You know, it takes, you know, you're going to mess up. You know, failures are possibilities of just doing better. You know, if you fail, don't take it to heart. Pick yourself up and keep going. You know, and that's the beauty about being present in the moment, is knowing that you can keep going. That's what our soul gives us, if you guys know anything about that. And some of you probably don't because you're not right there right now, but some of you know what I'm talking about. Now, if you truly pay attention, you start to realize, hey, I am important. Hey, I can be happy. I can live the way that I truly wish to live. All of those things you thought you couldn't do, you suddenly can do. When you start investing time in yourself, you get to know the person you are now and hope to become. That's the power of now, people. Okay? And what we want you guys to do is love yourself. You know, and we're going to get into love in a few minutes, but, you know, now, the power of now is, you know, it's nothing like, first of all, it's nothing like it. You know, you should get excited about where you are right now because you can change where you are right now if you're not happy with where you are right now in your life. You can change that. You have the ability. And, you know, when you say I'm here, I'm present, and start living and breathing in the moment of your life that you are in right now, you can do so much. You can create what you want in every way possible. You just have to start somewhere, and it starts with you. You know, people always believe or ask themselves, what's my purpose in life, you know? Your purpose isn't some big holy grail moment that's waiting for you 10 years from now after you graduate college or after you go through a traumatic experience. You know, you don't have to wait till you go through a traumatic experience to know just what your purpose in life truly is. You know, it starts with understanding, where am I right now? What am I doing right now at this very moment? And what can I do to change where I'm at right now? Because I don't like what road I'm headed down or where I'm at or blah, 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 you know? And that just takes being aware, being self-aware, brain-wise, inside out wise, you know, soul wise of where you are, you know. If you're in your kitchen, if you're having coffee, then you're in your kitchen and you're having coffee. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Take advantage of that and have a sip of coffee. Don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about next week. Don't think about yesterday. You are here now. So take advantage of that. That's the greatest thing in the world, folks. And you can use that to the best of your ability. You can take advantage of that. You know, look at where you are now. Look at what you want to do right now. You know, do you want to finish your novel? Do you want to finish your soundtrack? You know, do you want to finish your blog post? Do you want to tweet a tweet? I don't know. Look at where you are, because It really does matter. And people always say, well, today doesn't matter because today is gone. Well, today isn't gone. You're here presently. You're here living in the present moment, no matter what. So just think of it in terms of that. I really want to get into love because people often say, you know, oh, my God, it's so selfish. If you love yourself way too much. You know, that's only if it gets way deeper than it should. But you should be deep with yourself no matter what, you know. But that's on a positive level. You know your weaknesses too now, okay? But, you know, it's not selfish to love yourself. Take care of yourself and to make your happiness a priority. It's necessary. When you look at that and you feel that and you try to understand that, that's very important. That's very important. Only because at this time in our lives, we as people, we have to begin to understand that life is more than, you know, topping off a career or getting up to the glass ceiling or, you know, getting married before we are a certain age. Life is more about that. Life is about living now, living in the positive right now, living in our moment right now. That's what life is all about. But we're going to go ahead and take a short little break, folks, and come back with, you know, something else that's going to knock your socks off, something else hopefully to keep you guys motivated about your lives, something else just to keep you really right here, right now. The power of now is where we are. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back, everybody, and thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you are, this is your girl, the Literary Diva of Blog Talk Radio, and we are in the midst of talking Life is Another Dress Rehearsal, Educate You on You, okay? So we left off with talking about love, and it's not selfish to love yourself. It truly isn't. Hopefully you guys are doing that. Hopefully you love yourself like I do. And when you start with love, a lot of things fall into place for you. Because if you don't love yourself, you have to figure out why or what went wrong or something's wrong or something's going on now. And again, you have to love yourself before anyone else can love you. So remember that. But, you know, I just want to go back to your purpose, and then we'll keep it moving into love. But, you know, we talked about your purpose not being some big holy grail moment that's waiting for you down the road for you to discover. Your purpose is now. Your purpose is your moment, your journey right now. Being successful isn't about what happened yesterday or what you think will happen tomorrow. It's about what you can do today. That's what it is, people. That's what it is. It's just that black and white. Of course, we always have the next day on our minds. But at the end of the day, if you're not living in the present moment, folks, something is wrong. Something is missing. You have to begin to live now, because if you're not, then you're missing out on all those great moments. You know, even if they're not great moments, you're still missing out on those moments that you could be experiencing, that you could be remembering if you make it to tomorrow. So think about that. Now, again, if you woke up this morning, you have the power. You have the gall. To live your best life today. When you start doing that, you start to think differently about yourself, about your life, and who you are. Everything changes around you, because not only do you love yourself, but you know yourself. You are getting to know yourself. You are doing the work that it takes to know yourself, to understand yourself, be in tune with your actions, you know, living the best life that you can. But everything from, you know, being more aware, being more in tune with your soul from the inside out, you know, a lot of things just start to fall into place. And it's one of those things you have to start doing in order to start seeing results, okay? Now let's get back into love, because this is this is where it all starts. Honestly, you know, love is universal. It's everywhere. When you start loving yourself from the inside out, you not only see yourself in a different light, but you see other things in a different light also. You know, everything from things that you thought you knew, things that you know now. The things that you find out 20 minutes later, you know, you see those things totally different for some reason. You see those things in such a different way, and you respond to those things in such a different way when you talk about loving yourself. And that's where it starts. When you say to yourself, hey, I love who I am right now. I'm going to, you know, improve upon me, you know, I'm going to take stock in my life, I'm going to take inventory, you know, I'm going to educate myself on myself, you know, I want to live the best life that I can, you know, that's starting with loving who you are right now. You know, all of your imperfections, all of those things that, you know, people may not like about you, those little quirks that you have, things like that, you know, hey, it's okay to have those things. You know, it's okay to love those things about you, because those folks don't matter anyway. What matters is that you understand who you are, you know who you are, and that's what matters, people. That's what starting to live the best life that you can starts with, you know, waking up with gratitude, living in the moment no matter what, being in tune with your soul from the inside out. So you can start to live the best life that you can. So you can be more aware. So you can start to love yourself. You know, your soul is the deepest part of you. And you always want to be in tune with the deepest part of yourself. And there's nothing like being in tune with the deepest part of yourself because, you know, that's our... that's who we are, but it's also that guidance factor in that spiritual sense. And when we talk about spirituality and things, that's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show. But, you know, I just kind of want to touch on that again because it has to do with love and everything else and that we are discussing. But it has to do with, you know, that guidance factor, you know, having – that third eye, so to speak, you know, knowing, you know, kind of giving us that pull when we know something isn't right, kind of giving us, although a lot of you ignore it, you know what I'm talking about, kind of giving us the education about ourselves that we tend to ignore. You know, that's the deepest part of us. That's our spiritualness. That's our spirituality. You know, but when people talk about religion and spirituality, what they don't get is, you know, religion is that physical part. You know, it's that outside. It's the crust. Oh, goodness. Spirituality is what's in us, you know, it's our soul, it's our deep root of understanding of who we are so we can understand other things and other people, so we can communicate better, so we can have excitement about things, so we can be good people, so we can be good parents, good lovers, good husbands, good wives. That's what spirituality is, you know. You know, if you believe in a higher sense of who you are or in a higher sense of self, then that's what you believe in. But the higher sense of self is you. It's you, and it starts with you, if that makes any sense. But, you know, spirituality is the innards of your belief system. That's your soul. That's the core of who you are, you know, that's your daily workings, you know. Again, that's the pull that, you know, tells you when something is wrong, you know. It puts fear in its place. It puts fear in the right place, although, you know, a lot of us don't fear anything, but, you know, there's a sense of, you know, if there's danger, you know. That's what the inner working of our spiritual sense does for us. So we have to be in tune with that no matter what. And again, it takes living in the present moment, educating you on you, being more aware, knowing that, you know, today is today, now is now, the moment is now, where you are meant to be. That's what everything is, you know. Taking notice of all of those things is really important because that's what's going to get you to the next level that you, excuse me, that you hope to be on. You know, when people talk about the next level of things, you know, or they're on another level or whatever, a lot of folks don't understand what the next or what they're truly saying or where they are, because the next level means, you know, hey, I know who I am. I'm in the present moment. I'm in tune with my spiritual innards, with my spirituality. And I believe what I believe, and I'm aware of what's going on, not with what's around me, but with myself. That's on another level, people. That's called focus. That's called living in the present, living in the moment. And when you can do that, when you can do that, so many things happen for you on such a good level. You know, of course, we're going to experience, you know, a lot of those things that we wish not to. But you know what? A lot of what you get by, you know, educating yourself on yourself prepares us to respond to those things differently, prepares us to deal with those things in another way, you know. And so we have to be aware of that. But, you know, you know, we talked about spirituality being the inner of who we are. You know, it leads us, it guides us, it gives us, and if we let it, you know, our wholeness of our soul, which in turn helps us and guides us to live and lead the type of life that we desire, which is ultimately a happy and healthy and soul-centric life. You know, people, this ultimately starts with you, educating you on you once you can do that. Anything is possible. You know, remember the power of now. Live your best life in your best moment right now that you can, okay? Because you are in the present moment right now. And when you're off from the present moment, you're not living. You're not living. I don't know what you're doing. But your ass isn't living, people. What you're doing is you're not being aware of where you are, and that just leads to other crazy things that you don't want to go through, you know. But we just want you guys to be you, start living in the now, being present, always staying in tune with your actions, and living the best life that you can live. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is your girl, the Literary Diva of Blog Talk Radio. This has been a soul-tastic Life Isn't a Dress Rehearsal episode on your beautiful Sunday. Thank you guys for listening in, and God bless you guys.
And the same, gave you another name, switch up. place I'd rather be. Yeah. I'd rather be.